Well, hello and welcome to episode 327 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. Welcome to a new week. How was your weekend? I spent the time producing podcasts and getting ready for a backpacking trip that I scheduled months ago. When you hear this show, I'm probably on the way to the top of the highest peak in the continental United States, Mount Whitney. It's a 14,505-foot peak in the Sierra Nevada range here in California that I've wanted to climb since I was about 18 years old. Along with that goal, I also wanted to go from the highest point in the lower 48 to the lowest point, Death Valley, and do it all in one day. So, I'm going to camp about 5 miles before making the peak of Whitney, then wake up very early in the morning, head to the peak, then make my way back down to the trailhead about 11 miles away, and then drive 132 miles to Badwater Basin in Death Valley. It's about a 2.5 hour drive, so I should be able to do that with no problem. So I need to have at least 2 shows in the can that will drop automatically at the right time to have shows to you on Monday and Tuesday. I think I should be able to do a show on Wednesday if my body will cooperate. Today we're on track 3, which brings us to chapters 20 and 21 of the book of Job. His friends are still there tormenting him with their words, and today we'll hear from Zophar in chapter 20, and then Job will respond in chapter 21. We're reading this week from the Contemporary English Bible. Let's begin. Job chapter 20. Zophar from Naamah said, "Therefore my troubled thoughts make me turn back, because of my inner turmoil. I hear teaching that insults me, but I am forced to answer based on my own understanding. Do you know this from long ago, from when humans were placed on earth, that the rejoicing of the wicked is short, the joy of the godless brief? Though their height reaches heaven, and their heads touch the clouds, they will perish forever like their dung. Those who saw them will say, 'Where are they?' They will disappear like a dream, and no one will find them, carried away like a nighttime vision. The eye that saw them will do so no more. They won't be seen again at home. Their children will repay the poor. Their hands will give back their wealth. Vigor filled their bones, and now sleeps with them in the dust. Though wickedness is sweet in their mouths, they hide it under their tongues. They like it, won't let it go. They hold it in their cheeks. Food turns their stomachs, becoming a cobra's poison inside. They swallow wealth and vomit it. God dislodges it from their belly. They suck cobra's poison. A viper's tongue kills them. They won't experience streams, rivers of honey, and brooks of cream. They won't receive the reward for their labor. They won't enjoy the wealth from their business. They crushed and abandoned the poor, stole a house they didn't build, didn't know contentment in their belly, couldn't escape with their treasure. Nothing remained of their food, so their riches will not endure. Even in their plenty, they are hard-pressed. All sorts of trouble come on them. Let God fill their belly, unleash His burning anger on them, rain punishing blows on them. If they flee an iron weapon, a bronze bow pierces them. They pull it out, but it sticks out from their backs. Its shaft in their liver brings terror. Complete darkness waits for their trusted possessions. Fire that no one stoked consumes them. What's left in their tent is ruined. Heaven exposes their guilt. Earth opposes them. Their household wealth will be carried off by rushing streams on the day of His anger. This is a wicked person's lot from God, their heritage decreed by God." Job chapter 21. Then Job answered, "Listen carefully to my remarks and let that comfort you. Bear with me so I can speak, I myself. And after my reply, you can mock. Are my complaints against another human? Why is my patience short? Turn to me and be appalled. Lay your hand over my mouth. If I recall it, I'm scared. Shaking seizes my body. Why do the wicked live, grow old, and even become strong? Their children are always with them, their offspring in their sight. Their houses safe from dread, God's punishing stick not upon them. Their bull always breeds successfully. Their cows give birth and never miscarry. They send forth their little ones like sheep, their infants bounce around. They raise drum and lyre, rejoice at the sound of a flute. They spend their days contentedly, go down to the grave peacefully. They say to God, "Turn away from us. We take no pleasure in knowing your ways. Who is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what can we gain if we meet him? Look, isn't their well-being the work of their own hands? A sinner's logic is beyond me. How often does the lamp of the wicked flicker or disaster come upon them, with its fury inflicting pain on them? Let them be like straw in the wind, like dry grass stolen by a storm. God stores up his punishment for his children. Let him destroy them so they know. Let their own eyes witness their doom. Let them drink from the Almighty's wrath. What do they care about their household after they die, when their numbered days are cut off? Will they instruct God, he who judges the most powerful? Someone dies in wonderful health, completely comfortable and well, their buckets full of milk, their bones marrow-filled and sound. Another dies in bitter spirit, never having tasted the good things. They lie together in the dust, and worms cover them. Look, I know your thoughts. Your plans harm me. You say, where is the official's house? Where is the tent, the dwelling of the wicked? Haven't you asked travelers or paid attention to their reports? On the day of disaster, the wicked are spared. On the day of fury, they are rescued. Who can criticize their behavior to their faces? They act, and who can avenge them? They are carried to their graves. Someone keeps guard over their tombs. The soil near the desert stream bed is sweet to them. Everyone marches after them, those before them beyond counting. How empty is your comfort to me? Only deceit remains in your responses. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. The last time we heard from Job, he had asked his friends to pity him, give him words of comfort, understand how much he was suffering. But it's obvious from Zophar's words here that he heard none of that. He was so upset by Job's assertion that he really had done nothing to deserve what's happened to him that he heard nothing else. And he continues his point that it is wicked men who suffer the things that have come upon Job. He ends his speech with, "This is a wicked person's lot from God, their heritage decreed by God." Well, when Zophar's through, Job asks his friends to have patience and listen to him without interrupting. He's in pain here physically from the boils all over his body, and he's suffering emotionally because all of his children have been killed and his wife has even turned away from him. His spirit is broken because he feels like God has attacked him with no reason. So he's weak and it's hard to speak, and he just wants his friends to listen and let him say what he has to say. And then he says when he's done, they can continue to mock if they so desire. He counters Zophar's speech about the fate of the wicked by saying that the wicked often do very well, even to the day they die. They have good lives. They see their children grow and prosper. They mock God. But the wicked and the good both end in the grave. He ends by saying that they have failed in their efforts to comfort him and that their words are full of lies. Not long ago, we read through the book of Ecclesiastes, and when we started reading that book, I suggested that you withhold judging its message until we got all the way through it. The same thing needs to be said here. We're exactly halfway through the book of Job with the completion of chapter 21 here, so hang on until the end before forming any conclusions. I will take your comments, though, and any questions you might have. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 327.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. Also, remember to send me a question or two that you would like me to answer during one of the weekend Dog Days of Podcasting shows. It could be a question about the Bible, Christian doctrine, or whatever you're curious about. If I use your question on the show, I will send you a free copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, which is a $20 value. If you'd like to know more about that book, just go to easybiblenamesguide.com. Be sure you're subscribed to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app, and if you'd like to hear all the Dog Days of Podcasting shows, there's a master feed over at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Check that out. I am enjoying listening to all the other shows. There's some shows that are just basically audio blogs, people talking about their daily life. There are shows about comic books. There are music shows. There's a real fun show about different figures of speech and how we got them, and a few others. So, yeah, take a listen over at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Tomorrow, we're on track one. I'll see you then. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.